This is 6 Minutes for 6 Days with minimalism and declutter coach Simone Penn.
Hello, Simone.
I was there then. I'm here now.
Simone, do you feel like the word minimalism needs to be sort of minimalized?
Well, for Simon, clearly.
Exactly, exactly. Couldn't be more correct. So, Simone, we're talking about minimalism and the fact that the minimalism movement seems to encompass all aspects of life. Does it have any connection or application in the world of finance?
Well, for sure, obviously. You know, as I said last week, my kind of take on this is that, you know, minimalism itself isn't like the answer. But, you know, it's an aspect of Torah, which, of course, is the blueprint of life. And if living your life this way is based on a blueprint, of course, it must be all-encompassing. My husband is an accountant. He's really sort of archetypical Jewish accountant, and he has taught me a fortune about fortunes. Ha ha ha. But
yeah, just wondering what
I don't know if I've mentioned before. Hey?
No. Archetypical Jewish accountant. I like that.
Yeah. No, he is it. And with a bit of a cool edge. I'll just throw that in. Cool,
okay, that's much edge. Better. You redeemed yourself.
So he's taught me a lot because, you know, when I got married, I had been living at home. I was, as I've said before, I was the only child of three parents. I was super indulged growing up. So I had to learn very quickly about the value of a rand. And over my, this week, please God, 7-year marriage, I've learned about minimizing and being a minimalist when it comes to money and in fact, just being responsible. And what he's really taught me, if I had to like sort of summarize the main ideas that I've learned from my husband about finances, managing finances, and ultimately achieving financial freedom, yeah. You know, not necessarily abundant wealth. You know, I don't think that that is the goal at all. I think the goal would be to be financially stable and financially